The prophet Elisha, who succeeded Elijah as the servant of the Lord in the northern kingdom, had a very different ministry from that of his predecessor, who had been a prophet of fire and judgment. Elisha's miracles, like those of Elijah, gave divine authority to the prophet's ministry, revealing the Lord as the living God, ever-present and ready to act in human affairs. But Elisha did not have Elijah's severity. He was not sent to reprimand the unfaithfulness of the kings of Israel, nor manifest God's anger before the people. He worked many miracles, several of which were simply private acts of kindness or compassion. Elisha, whose name means God is salvation, was called to a ministry of grace, healing and saving the needy in the name of the Lord. He was a prophet of comfort and consolation. The miracles given in the biblical account of his life are not all placed in a strictly chronological order. They show this great servant of the Lord doing works of mercy in the daily life of a nation that was so often unfaithful to God. One day a woman came to Elisha for help. Her husband had been a member of the company of the prophets, but he had died, and like many widows in Israel, this woman was so poor that she hardly had enough to eat, and her husband had left a debt that she could not repay. One day her husband's creditor decided to take her two sons and sell them as slaves. In Israel at that time, a child could be sold into slavery to pay the parents' debt. Deeply distressed, the woman went to Elisha. "Your servant, my husband, is dead," she said, "and you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two sons and sell them as slaves." Elisha replied, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing at all," she answered, "except a little oil." Elisha said to her, "Go round and ask all your neighbors to lend you empty jars, as many jars as you can find. Then go into your house with your sons and shut the door behind you. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side." The woman did as she was told. She and her sons went to all the neighbors and borrowed as many jars as they could. Then they went into the house and shut the door. She began to pour out the little oil she had left into the borrowed jars that her sons brought to her. As each one was filled, they set it aside and brought her another one, and she just kept on pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to one of her boys, "Bring me another one." But he replied, "There is not a jar left." As soon as he said this, the oil from her jar stopped flowing. The woman went and told Elisha, and the prophet said to her, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debt. You and your sons can live on what is left." There was a town in Israel called Shunem. It lay to the north of Jezreel in the territory of the tribe of Issachar. Elisha often passed through that place. A wealthy woman and her husband lived there. Whenever Elisha passed by, she would urge him to come for a meal. So the prophet would come and eat in her home each time he came to Shunem. One day she said to her husband, "I know that this man who often comes our way is a holy man of God. Let us make a small room on the roof and furnish it with a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp, so that he can stay there whenever he comes to us." Her husband agreed, and they built a small room for the prophet on the flat roof of their house, so that Elisha would have a place to stay whenever he came that way. The prophet was grateful for this kindness and wondered what he could do in return. Being wealthy, the Shunammite seemed to have all that she needed. Now Elisha had a servant named Gehazi, so he questioned him about the woman to find out if he knew of anything that could be done for her. Next episode, the Shunammite's son.